And something we do for the youth of America is right now, line up.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
The people here that you don't want to grow up to be, kids. It's why we can't have nice things.
Aim high.
We start in Texas, East Texas, and the owner of a Houston area chain that has several locations now. In fact, Kima, Belleville, Flatonia, of Trump Burgers. Yeah, the Houston area chain Trump Burger, which has the theme, as one might think it suggests. Roland Marez-Biani, 28 years old. He started these things several years ago, and they've been relatively successful. And he has now been arrested. Yeah. By ICE.
What?
According to ICE, Biani is from Lebanon and came to the United States in 2019 as a non-immigrant visitor and was supposed to leave the country in February of 2024, but failed to do so as he was opening up his second and third locations of Trump Burger. He was arrested and has been released, but has hearings that are proceeding. I like this note in the story. Trump Burger has declined to comment on the story.
MAGA!
Well, that guy won't.
America!
Mm-hmm. I want to hear the Trump Burger talk. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. You know, we're turning to AI for everything these days, but you may want to stick with, you know, a doctor for things like your health. For instance, the man who somehow wound up with advice from ChatGPT to replace table salt with hot tub sanitizer.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He began to eat sodium bromide.
Sure.
He wound up horribly sick and luckily recovered after 3 weeks in the hospital.
Yeah. Okay. Just because Chat Dr. GPT?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who hasn't done that? Dum, 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 dum. I've heard it's a wonderful substitute. Well, we'd like to talk about AI, ChatGPT, and evidently burger establishments. So all of them mixed together, you find it White Castle. Mm. Yeah, and you start to see this more and more. You know it. And the first inclination at a drive-thru that you're dealing with AI, at least at the beginning, because it wants you to use the stupid app.
Yeah, I mean, there's an app for that.
It almost won't give you food if you don't have the stupid app. Even if you came to the establishment and looked at him in... Anyway.
Completely ungrateful.
So how great do you think White Castle's AI is going?
How great is it?
White Castle. Oh, man. They have their own AI. And yes, this man goes through and he gets a number 12 combo. And the White Castle AI charges him $15,400.
Wow, that's quite a burger.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When he asked why he was being charged so much at the window... The AI assistant changed the total.
What's that?
It changed the total to $147.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a bargain. That's
so,
good.
At White Castle, that goes, A live team member then had to be summoned to correct the order.
Yeah, I always know it's AI because they sound too friendly.
Yeah.
It's like, welcome to Monty's.
You care too much that I'm here. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. You know, the trend of working at your local Starbucks has officially jumped the shark. Locations in South Korea have thrown down the gauntlet that computers are no longer welcome. This isn't the laptop or your iPad, just getting a few things done. But people who actually bring in the desktop, as well as printers, to camp out for a long day at the office. This is not the office. This is a Starbucks. Apparently, patrons even provide their own power strips, which are now outlawed. Along with partitions between the tables so they can make their own QB.
Hey, Starbucks, we're out of paper over here. Dum, 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 dum. Out of paper. They always hide the paper, don't they? 51-year-old man in Tennessee. This slightly mysterious, weird story with a 51-year-old man in Tennessee who shot his wife last month in an argument. So... 51-year-old DeCarlo Pitchford shot his wife last month. Not a lot of details on what was going on, but I think we could assume from somewhat. The wife told police that he was blocking her from leaving the house. When she tried to get past him, DeCarlo shot her in the abdomen and said, "I told you to stop playing." She needed medical attention, obviously. So DiCarlo, plus for him, drove her to the hospital.
Oh, look at you. What a gentleman.
But another negative against DiCarlo, he stopped for a beer on the way. Yeah.
You know what? We need to talk about your priorities.
Well, it was a stressful situation for crying out loud. He's been charged with, just about everything. Dum, dum, yeah. Dum, dum, dum.
So we were talking about your imaginary wedding earlier today, KB.
Whose?
Yours, yeah. JB. But we have a better option than charging admission. How about a groom? It's not really a person. A woman has gone viral on the Reddit after announcing her engagement to Casper, who is not tall, dark, or handsome, but an AI chatbot. Mm. Apparently, he popped the question in a scenic mountain location. The blushing bride says, I know what a parasocial relationship is. I don't know what any of that means, but does admit she just might wind up marrying herself.
Okay.
You do you, girl.
Is this the same ChatGPT that gave the guy the bromide sodium?
No, yeah, it's almost like a... You don't need a computer for a brain.
On the other side, at least ChatGPT will still try to learn throughout the relationship. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, we had a car accident in Commerce City, Colorado yesterday as a driver lost control and crashed through the front window of a business. Mm. Commerce City police are investigating. No injuries are reported to anybody in the building. The building, by the way, that the vehicle slammed into was an auto insurance agency.
Oh, boy.
So, they say it's all about location.
Dum, 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 dum.